This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. David Armstrong became the 14th president of Thomas More College in July, and he's joining us this afternoon. And you can join in our conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Dave, good to see you this afternoon.
Great to see you, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're originally from Cleveland. I think you were with Notre Dame College, is that correct, in South Euclid? And
that is correct, on the east side of Cleveland.
And as I've heard, you're a long-suffering Browns fan.
Suffering is the key word.
So what brought you to Thomas More College in the heart of Bengals country?
Well, I'll tell you, I graduated from a college just like Thomas More. I attended Mercyhurst University in Erie, Pennsylvania. Met my beautiful wife there. I had a brother that went there with me, graduated. I have a younger sister that graduated from there. Very family-oriented, small liberal arts Catholic college. And since that time, I went back after graduating and got my law degree. I wanted to be a lawyer my whole life and thought I was going to be a corporate litigator on Wall Street. And a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, as they say. I fell in love with coaching and education, and decided I wanted to follow my passion and go into coaching and work with young people. And what I truly found is in 25 years of doing this is that the passion that I have was not so much about sports or coaching. It's more of a passion for institutions like Thomas More. I feel that they provide the best education, the best all-around experience for the education of mind, body, and spirit. And so I've spent my life doing it.
Is it somebody unusual for somebody in your position to come from a legal background?
It's becoming a little bit more popular, I would say. In the past, almost always the president came out of the academic arena, and usually the vice president for academic affairs or the provost worked into the president's position. But now in the modern world, you see more lawyers and or business people, CEOs coming into academia as a president, because it is, in the end, it is a business. You know, we are a mission-centered institution. But a beautiful nun up in Cleveland who ran a hospital told me one time, no margin, no mission. So you have to make sure that you have your revenues in place and your expenses taken care of so that you can continue the mission of wonderful education at a place like Thomas More.
Now, for those of us who aren't fully acquainted with Thomas More College, tell us about it.
Absolutely. Thomas More College has been around here for almost 100 years. It was founded in 1921 as Villa Madonna College in Covington by the Sisters of St. Benedict. And then in 1929, it was taken over by the Covington Diocese, and it became a diocesan college. And at that time, it was very unique. The Sisters of St. Benedict, the Sisters of the Divine Providence, and the Sisters of Notre Dame all were asked to be a part of the institution and work together to provide an excellent education for women. The college was founded as a teacher's college to create more teachers, to develop more teachers for all the Catholic grade schools and high schools in the area. And then in 1945, which is very rare, the institution Villa Madonna went co-ed. And obviously we know what happened in 1945. All these young men came back from the war who needed to get an education. And so most schools like Thomas More didn't do that until the 90s, 80s and 90s make that decision. And so very forward-thinking people at Villa Madonna back then. In 1968, the campus grew enough that they needed to build their own campus out of Crestview Hills. They bought three farms connected out in Crestview Hills. And a little trivia for you, this is very interesting factoid, that Lyndon Baines Johnson came out and dedicated the new Thomas More College in Crestview Hills, Kentucky, formerly Villa Madonna. And it was one of the few times that he left the White House in 1968, because we know what was going on in 1968 with civil rights and Vietnam War protests. He did not want to leave the White House, but he was guaranteed a couple things: safe passage in and out, quick passage in and out, but also that there would be no protests. And a good small Catholic college, they promised that. And Lyndon Baines Johnson came out and did the dedication.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And so the college has been thriving since then. We currently have about 850 traditional students. We have about 350 students living on campus. We have about 1,600 students headcount. That's all your full-time plus adult part-time online students. We have what's called a TAP program. Thomas More Accelerator Program for adults. We have masters in business administration, masters in education, and that TAP program is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Started in 1993, and so we're doing a year-long anniversary with that, and it's a very well-known program supporting adults in the area.
And the school's also got a good reputation for athletics, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We, you know, we're very proud of the fact that we're one of 10 diocesan Catholic colleges in the country. So we are the Catholic College of the Diocese of Covington. But we use, obviously, academics is what we're about. That's the heart of the institution. But then there are co-curricular activities and extracurricular activities that attract students. And also, that's a part of the education of mind, body, and spirit, those lessons that are learned outside of the classroom. And we are one of the best Division III athletic programs in the country. We have we win conference titles. We have national play. We've had national recognition in all our fall sports. Out of the 5 conference sports offered, we won the conference title in 4 of them. And are currently, our men's and women's basketball teams are doing very well, and our women's basketball team is ranked 6th in the country. So, and they're undefeated. They're pretty good.
That's very good. Is it unusual for such a small college to have a football team along with the other sports that you have supported there?
Actually, no. Most Division III smaller colleges sport or provide the opportunities that we provide. Athletics is an enrollment driver at a small college. And so it's another activity that you give a student athlete an opportunity to come out and follow their passion while they're getting an education. And at the Division III level, there's no scholarships. It's all, they're out there because they love the sport. And it's that camaraderie that students still want to continue on. And that same thing happens in athletics. The same thing happens in co-curricular activities like choir and theater. And we just started a marching band. So we're very excited about, and we want to have the biggest and best marching band in Division III in the country. So it's those kind of activities that makes the whole fabric of the institution, that education.
And I know you haven't been here the entire time, but the campus has undergone some major changes, hasn't it, over the past several years?
It really has. We built some residence halls. Murphy Hall is upper-class apartment housing. But most importantly, Sister Margaret Stallmeyer, my predecessor, and Bishop Foyes ran the campaign for the new chapel. And Mary Seat of Wisdom Chapel, which is right in the center of campus and truly sets the tone for the type of education that you receive, a values-based education at Thomas More. And it's just a beautiful campus in the beautiful rolling hills of Crestview Hills.
Now, are you the first layman to hold the president's spot at Thomas More?
No, I'm not. There's actually a long history of other gentlemen that have been president before, lay people. And but my wife, but we are the first lay couple. There was 3 years, out of the last 21 years, 18 of those years were religious. And 3 of those years, there was a lay person. And so with Father Bill Cleaves and Sister Margaret Stallmeyer, there's been a lot of religious running the institution. And so it's a little bit different for people when my wife comes around and my kids and, you know, we have the whole family. So it's a little different.
How did they feel about making the move from Cleveland down here?
You know, that's my staff is getting tired of me talking about it. But I'll be honest, my wife has loved it. She's very happy. She's she was a special ed early intervention specialist, and she's not teaching now, so she was that's good. She's looking to reinvent herself. But my kids are 15 and 13. My son David is a 15-year-old sophomore at Covington Catholic, and my daughter's an 8th grader at Blessed Sacrament. And I underestimated the move and what that was going to mean to them, especially my son. And he struggled at first, but the people are wonderful at Covington Catholic. He's now assimilating, and it was a great move for my daughter. She's like one of the most popular girls in the school, and she's doing stand-up comedy in class and all this other kind of stuff. So that's been good for her. But they did struggle a little bit and had some animosity towards their father at first. But now they're happy, and the weather's much better, and so they got to get out and meet more people. But everyone has been so hospitable and so nice to us. It's Northern Kentucky has truly become our home, and it's just so nice to be around all the people here.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Dave, how does Thomas More do with graduating students and getting them out into the work world?
Well, that's what we are about. You know, when I always talk about a college and a university, it's the example you can use is of a human body. And the heart of any institution is the academic function, the educating and the granting of degrees. And so making sure that we graduate our students, and we graduate 75% of our students in just 4 years, which is very special nowadays when the average is 6 years. And 80% of our graduates stay in this this region and work in this region. And that's very important. And so our placement rate to medical school and law school and all those things are very high, very competitive in this region. And small colleges like Thomas More, small values-based schools, rank higher in the amount of graduates as far as their graduation rate, grade point average, and their ability to go on and earn a terminal degree in their field. And so many times I've met alums in this last 6 months that talk about how they were almost overprepared for graduate school and medical school and law school as compared to their peers because of our professors in our undergraduate programs at Thomas More College.
How do you feel about this area? It seems like we've got a number of quality colleges that are close to each other. How do you feel, first off, about how does this area do in terms of higher education? And also, do you get a chance to communicate with the other college leaders?
That's a great question. You know, when I first got here and I read about Santa Ono being the most tweeting president in the country and hottest college in America for University of Cincinnati, I told my wife, I said, I got to beat this Santa guy. I got to start tweeting. I had no idea what it was.
That could be tough.
And my daughter overheard it and said, Daddy, why do you want to beat up on Santa Claus? I said, no, not Santa Claus. Santa Ono, I said, but we started tweeting and we're doing that now. I'll tell you, Santa, Jeff Mearns, Ed Hughes at Gateway, Father Graham, all these presidents here, I've been able to meet all of them, Tony Aritz at Mount St. Joe's, great people. They've been very helpful, especially Jeff Mearns and Ed Hughes have kind of taken me under their wing. All those institutions have a unique mission. There's enough room for all of us, number one. We all have unique streams of education that we don't cross over a lot in. And so I would like to see us, and we do, work together and work together even more, because that's what's going to help the region. That's the most important thing. You know, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, we can kind of be on our own and just be our own entity. The new world, 21st century, there has to be cross-pollination. There has to be, you know, we have to work together in order to educate students and make sure that this region continues to thrive.
So this being available, the college leaders being more available than they were in the past, that's a real departure from what you might have seen 30, 40 years ago, I take it.
Absolutely. Everything was very insular, and now everything's reaching out. And just like our economy has to be global, the same thing with education. We just cannot be insular anymore. We have to get out. We have to utilize each other and to help. Again, the key point is providing an excellent education to every student that walks through the door. And sometimes we might be able to do that by partnering with other entities.
Well, how is Thomas More doing in terms of connecting with the greater community?
Oh, we have a lot of connections, obviously, in different majors and different programs. We're actually hosting an entity that is trying to develop a mentorship program for high school students, a coaching mentorship program. We're hosting them to help them get off the ground. Probably our most known area of collaboration is our environmental science program with Professor Chris Lawrence. Is doing work with Duke Energy on water quality down at our biology field station. And that is a world-class program where you have literally undergraduate students doing graduate-level work on water and environmental protection. The EPA, we are directly connected to Thomas More at our field station with the EPA. We check the water coming out in the Ohio River that we all use and we all rely on and we all need to live, and we are the connection to the EPA. If that water ever there's an issue, we contact the EPA directly. We're the guardians of that water. And so when you talk about, you know, being connected to the community, there's the perfect example right there.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And Dave, has there been anything that you found about the college or the area that really surprised you since you came on board?
Yeah, a couple things. The first time I introduced myself and I said I was from Cleveland, Ohio, I got booed. And then when I went to the parking lot, I thought of a good one. I said, you know, I should have said I'm not from Pittsburgh. But I didn't think about that until I got back in the car. But I'm impressed with actually how similar Northeastern Ohio and friendly Midwestern in Northern Kentucky is the same way. just people are so friendly and so nice and take you in and want to help you. And that's a great environment for our students on campus, to be in the community where people are so welcoming and open. As far as that goes, this kind of sounds silly, but when we first came here, my wife and I, we were looking at each other one day and said, you know, why is everybody smiling? And then we realized we had like 10 straight days of sun, which we've never experienced in our lives. And so the sun, seeing a lot of sun is good. Now, I know we're saying that now with the gray skies, but that's been a great new pleasure, is seeing that much sun. It makes people happier.
Absolutely. What are some of the projects that you've been working on since you arrived in July?
That's a great question. We've been trying to upgrade the beautification of our campus and our buildings, and we're trying to start some new programs because we want to grow our enrollment. So we've started a new program in athletic training in our science division, and there's a lot of desire for programs like athletic training. And because our sciences are so strong, it's a perfect connection there. We're starting the marching band, like I said, as a co-curricular activity. And athletically, we're starting a women's lacrosse program. We had some empty beds in our residence hall, in the women's residence hall, and I said, all right, well, we have to fill these. Well, what better way than to start a women's athletic team and fill those beds and have another great team participating on campus. So we're very excited about that. The next big project for our campus is we're going to work on our strategic plan. And so we're very excited. Our strategic plan was up this year, the last one that was done in 2008. And so it is time for us to now work on another 5-year strategic plan, and everyone's very excited about being a part of that.
Now, a lot of colleges have outreach efforts to attract international students. How many international students do you have at Thomas More?
We have a good number of international students. We're in the probably in the 20 to 30 range. We have a very unique program with Kenya. We have women from Kenya that come to Thomas More on a scholarship that's sponsored by some very nice people that want to see women from that area to get an opportunity to get a college education. And that has been very popular for us. So we need to look more into that. I know a lot of people are talking about China. You know, how do we get into China and get Chinese students here? And so that's something that we will continue to do. And again, small colleges where they're going to have so many people helping them out in small class sizes, it's a great opportunity for international students to get an excellent education here in the States.
What about study abroad? You have a program for that?
We do. We do a lot of traveling abroad. Our faculty members, and we take student trips. We've been to London recently. We've been to Ireland recently. And so that is a big part of what we do. When we talk about Thomas More, we have to be global in our thinking. And so all the different cultures and all the different education, we have to provide that to our students. And I was just talking to two of our young ladies that went on a trip with Dr. Ray Hebert, and they did a presentation to the local Rotary Club on their trip to Ireland. And that's what we want our students doing, to show that, you know, there is another world out there. And not only did they experience that travel and that experience, but then they're also presenting it to the people here in Covington.
Is there still a place for liberal arts education, liberal arts schools in the 21st century?
You know, that is an excellent question. I just came back from the Council of Independent Colleges presidential conference in Florida, but it was kind of chilly down there. But and that was actually the question, is, you know, can we have a liberal arts college in this world? I contend that it's more important now than ever. There's a study done by ACCU recently, Association of Colleges and Universities, and they said, when they interviewed all these different businesses and all these different CEOs of top 500 companies, they said they want students, not so much what the major is the important thing. They want students that have certain skills. And what are those skills? Critical thinking, analytical thinking, being able to write well, being able to communicate effectively. Well, we're talking about a liberal arts degree.
Yes.
And so then for me, then they added on, and the last thing they said was, we want students that are ethical and have integrity. Well, that's truly what we do at Thomas More College, is educate students to so that they are equipped to engage the world with integrity for their whole lives. And so I truly believe that a values-based education, again, is even more important as we try to move into the deep into the 21st century.
And we had a question come in from Bob. He wanted to know, how does Thomas More, how it does with teaching entrepreneurs? Do you have a program for that that's underway? Or?
We strive to. We have a couple classes in entrepreneurship. It's one of the things that we're talking about adding within all our business programs. If you go around and look in this community, you'll see many of the entrepreneurs in this area are from Thomas More College. You know, we talk about our alums and what they're doing. Chuck and Julie Shepherd, who are involved with Bexian, that is trying to cure cancer. Well, we talk about the most important entrepreneur in the world here. This could be very important and it could affect all our lives. And so we engage our students to go out and become leaders. Our tagline that we use is, at Thomas More College, we transform lives so you can transform the world. And so entrepreneurism is a big part of what we do.
And Dave, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Dave Armstrong is the president of Thomas More College. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU. The producer for today's program is Pete Reitmeier. The technical director is Bill Dean. I'm Mark Haney.